This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a red flag.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865 is the telephone number, 25503. I repeat, 865-200-5503. And guys, I thought we would have to use a different telephone number today because Comcast was tripping yesterday.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. They had a nationwide voice outage that affected thousands and thousands of businesses. And we were one of those. We were trying to conduct the Deron Jenkins interview for Swain Event Plus right after finishing up our Joey Kent interview that lasted an hour. And so we go to call Deron Jenkins, and it's like a busy signal. It's like, what? Wait a minute. Deron.
We know we had just texted him. We knew he wasn't on the phone.
Yes.
You know?
So he's like, all right, man, we'll just call us. And so he called us, and it was acting all funny. So we had to reschedule the interview for another time. He's super busy. He's recording Flip or Flop.
Season two. Flip or Flop Nashville. He said he was going to a closing for a house. Dude's busy.
Super busy. So we had to reschedule because Comcast was tripping yesterday with their outage. But we're back. We're good now. Everything is okay. And I think they got really scared of Jeremy Pruitt calling them out, because Coach Pruitt is scheduled to join us at 9:15. Looking forward to talking to Coach Pruitt today about those Vols. Everyone is here for the most part. Still a few guys are still waiting on. And a center, potentially, that Tennessee may get from Alabama, Brandon Kennedy, who is siding between Auburn and Tennessee, according to several reports. I just don't see any way he goes to Auburn unless anything crazy happens. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. NBA Finals was last night. Another win for the Dubs, the Warriors, and they are up 3-0. Kevin Durant had his best game of the playoffs. LeBron James still had his little triple-double, but it just wasn't enough.
His little triple-double.
I know, right? A little triple-double. But Kevin Durant was amazing. Charlie, are you asleep? Are you okay over there? Are you asleep? Or?
Well, I don't want to say that I'm happy, because the product for the NBA, as far as this goes, I mean, it's just not – that's not good. This is obviously not what the NBA would probably prefer. They prefer this to go to 7 games, more ad revenue, more entertainment value, more viewers, blah, blah, blah. But I wish I could go back. I don't know exactly when I said it, but before this series ever started, I believe my exact words were, my desire to watch extends basically to game 4, when the Cavs will be trying not to get swept. I believe I said exactly that, or something like
similar.
That.
Yeah.
And here we are.
So you did watch game 1.
I really enjoy being right.
You watched game 1.
I did.
You said you wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah, I watched because, exciting games are exciting games. I like good sports.
You watch because on the show you got it sounded good to say you're not watching, you're not going to pay attention, and then when the time came, you flipped on the television, and you watch, because it's the two greatest players on the planet right now going head-to-head.
And you saw player B last night perform like an assassin that he is. My goodness, Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Pour it in, young fella.
He was a man on fire. 43. I didn't see that he scored 43.
6 of 9 from deep.
I knew he went off.
35-footer, if not further.
Did you watch the game last night, Charlie?
It's just a little bit. I didn't watch much of it.
+15.
Honest to goodness, truth. I was watching HGTV. That's with the old wife. She's not a big NBA. Surprise of the century. My wife's not a big NBA fan. So
tell her, babe, suck it up. It's the finals.
Yeah, she's not gonna buy that one. She put up with the Stanley Cup. Still is. I've been watching that. She put up with college basketball and college football. I just don't know if that grace extends to the NBA. She's like, if it's a 7-game series, maybe.
A few things I'm going to stand my ground. I'll back down with a lot. But when it comes to my sports, we've got to be watching.
Interesting. I missed the pass that LeBron James threw to himself off the backboard. I missed that. I was actually out getting some dinner for the for me and my wife. And
out there playing dad?
The kids ate already, and so I was getting dinner for wife and I, and I missed the toss off the glass and two-hand just vicious slam. I missed that, so I had to get on Twitter and watch the video clips, but I watched the rest of the game, and for Steph Curry to go 1-for-10 from three, him and Klay Thompson to combine for 20-something points, Draymond Green kind of being out of it with foul trouble, got that technical. He was not in rhythm for them to still win because Kevin Durant went loco. It's amazing to watch. And, hey, I like the NBA for different reasons than maybe others. You know, other people like seeing sorry teams win. But I like seeing the greats be great. I like seeing it. I like, you know, the Lakers and the Bulls and the dynasties. I don't mind it at all because it was just great basketball. LeBron James is unreal. Kevin Durant's unreal. Dude's 7 feet tall, and he is dribbling like a guard. He's shooting like one of the best shooters ever. He was playing great defense yesterday. Had 13 rebounds. Blocked LeBron James on a shot. I mean, he had just unbelievable performance.
Still and dropped 7 dimes.
As a sports fan, I don't care what sport it is, I like to see great players perform at a high level. I don't care. I don't care if it's hockey. I don't care if it's baseball. I don't care if it's soccer. I remember watching Mia Hamm back in the day. Just unreal just watching her. That's greatness. And I like to see greatness. I don't care what sport it is. Tiger Woods, golf. I don't care, man. I don't care.
Just, you watch some tennis?
I watch tennis. Absolutely.
I want to see greatness, but I also want to see entertainment value. There was plenty of, not to say there wasn't entertainment value last night. There definitely was.
It was a pretty good game.
Yeah, but that's what I honestly value more than seeing star players go off. If a star player is winning by 50, that's not entertaining. That's not fun to watch.
Greatness. You don't want to see greatness? I don't care. I don't care if Peyton Manning played a team.
They're winning by 70. Why is that fun?
They didn't win by 70.
Well, no. I'm making. Like I said, last night there was entertainment value. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. But I value entertainment over watching greatness, quote unquote.
What?
I don't care.
What?
What? It's an
quote unquote because you're doubting the greatness.
It's an entertainment product. It is an entertainment product. And if you are,
is entertainment.
If the Patriots go out and they win by 40, like they did against the Titans, and take away my Titans fandom, that's not fun to watch just because it's Tom Brady being great. That's not a fun
one
watch.
No one won by 40. The Cavs lost by a nice amount in game two.
It's a different conversation I'm going
to
have.
The game is – well, you're using this – we're talking about the NBA Finals, so we have to use the NBA Finals, where there has not been a huge blowout. There's been two very close games.
Yeah, a couple.
And one in one game where it kind of got out of hand. But I just think greatness is entertainment. I think they're kind of all in the same. I mean, I get it. Like, I get the NBA. They complain after every call. Draymond, you slapped the dude across the face. It's a foul, dude. You slapped him in the arm. It's a foul. Like, it's a foul, guys. Stop complaining every single call. And the problem is the referees are so soft. Just tee folks up. If you just start teeing people up.
Instead of taking it?
Yeah. Tee them up. A couple of years ago, they made this rule like, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. You know, we're gonna tee people up a lot quicker. But they have went back on that. They allow these players to argue every single call, and that is affecting the game. No doubt about it. It's very annoying to us all. I don't like it. But Kevin Durant is 7 feet tall. We've never seen anyone like Kevin Durant. Ever. Ever. We may not ever see anyone come close to Kevin Durant. As freakish as the Greek Freak is.
Who had his first corn dog yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, and his first cup of red Kool-Aid.
There you go. A whole new world, isn't he?
Yeah, man. God bless America, as he likes to say.
Yeah. He's a freak, but he's nowhere close to Kevin Durant. We will never see a dude like Kevin Durant. We will probably never see a dude like a LeBron James. And so I'm just watching these guys like, oh my God, we may not ever see this again.
And I think it goes back to perspective. Sports fan, or are you a fan of a team? You're a hardcore sports fan, but just really for that team, it's hard for you to get into any other games. There's a difference, and there's different, you know, perspectives out there, and I think that's the way Charlie's leaning. But I share that with you. I mean, greatness is on the court. Greatness is on the gridiron. Greatness is on the diamond. I'm going to try to tune in if I can. It's appointment television.
Hey, give it to me. Hey, when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa was battling for that home run record, I despised baseball more then than I do now. But I was watching it because I wanted to see greatness. I wanted to see it. But then Sammy got all weird.
He's trying to, like, turn himself white now, isn't he?
Like, Sammy, what?
He's literally bleaching his skin, I saw.
He looks pink. He looks like the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
Or something. It looks.
Yeah.
It looks a little weird there. But
very weird, but he was fun to watch as a baseball player.
Hey.
Pepto-Bismol-esque.
Roger Federer, I will watch it. I'll watch greatness all day long, man. 865-255-03. Take our first break of the day. And we'll come back with Steve in Georgia. Please wait for us, Steve. Just please hold on for us. Just don't go to sleep like Andy, okay? Right back, Swain Event.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFOKnox.com. That's OFOKnox.com. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castillo and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you.
If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, don't wait. Shop any Better Mattress location right now. They are doing major spring cleaning. Over half the floor is half off. Get that guest bed you've been thinking about for a great price at Better Mattress. They're making way for new inventory and have incredible deals that won't last. The Swain Event listeners get the first chance. The sooner you go in, the more choices you'll have. These are going to go fast. With just 2 weeks before new models hit the floor, Better Mattress needs to make room, and you are hearing about it first. Shop the spring cleaning liquidation sale at Better Mattress right now. Half the floor is half off. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
All right, let's get to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. 865-255-03 is our telephone number here on the Swain Event. FM 100.9 AM 850 Rocky Top Sports. Let's get to Steve in Georgia. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. You doing big things now, I see. So very happy for you, man. You deserve everything you got, man.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Just trying to get better every day and trying to serve the people like you, Steve. Just trying to bring more content, man. Just trying to get better, man. That's it.
Hey, Swain, I know back in the day you was like me. You probably played NBA Jam, you know.
Yes.
You had Oakley and David Robinson. And, I mean, you know, he's on fire.
He's on fire, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, that game was it. But I kind of miss those days. I mean, you knew that when the Bulls played New York, it was going to get chippy. You knew John Starks was going to do something to Pippen, and you knew Oakley was just going to destroy anything in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I kind of miss those days, man. I know
Me
that
too.
They've put so many rules inside of the NBA now that if you even look at somebody funny. But I'm just saying, man, back in the day, and here's my question. Back in the day, you knew that John Starks was going to get at least about 15, 20 assists. You knew that Rodman was going to get about 20 to 25 rebounds. Whatever happened to the specialist? I mean, you know, nowadays it just seems like you got to do everything. I mean, they don't have a specialist. And, Jason Kidd was probably the last one I remember that had a good handle, and all he cared about was passing. He didn't really care about scoring. But, man, I miss those days. I miss whenever, you know, you got into a game. Dikembe Mutombo waving the finger, you know, putting stuff in the stands. I miss that, man. And,
Steve Nash in that category.
Answer off the air.
Yeah, that's a really, really, really good point. I think now – You're getting more rounded players. You're getting guys that can do it all. And honestly, that's kind of what the game was built for, is you have to be able to pass. You have to be able to shoot. You have to be able to rebound. Everybody, all five guys on the court, you got to block out. I mean, you better be able to make an open shot. And you saw where a guy like a Dennis Rodman, who wasn't the best free throw shooter, you don't want that guy on the free throw line. So you take him out. I mean, I remember Ben Wallace won Defensive Player of the Year with the Detroit Pistons. With the crazy big hair. And he's from Alabama, by
Occasionally the
way.
Cornrows.
Yeah, he's from Alabama, by the way.
There you go.
But he was an unbelievable rebounder. Probably the best since Rodman. And great shot blocker, but terrible free throw shooter. But he's a liability on the court. Now, yeah, you get the softness of the game. You get the complaining from other players. But, man, you get more skill at every position than ever before. I mean, you got centers that can step out, like a DeMarcus Cousins can step out and make a three. Anthony Davis can step out. Dude, he's 6'10", 6'11". He can handle the ball. He can shoot. How about your boy with the Grizzlies? He can step out. Marcus All can step out. He can make the jumper. I mean, the game is evolving, and it's really no different than the game of football. The game of football is evolving too. Like I understand the product of the NBA and the changes, but the product in football has changed too. But I don't see as many people jumping off the deep end saying they're not going to watch it. The game of football is softer than it's ever been because of the CTE stuff that goes on. You know, you got former players committing suicide, not remembering their family, stuff like that. So the game has to change where you can fair catch it inside the 20-yard line and be rewarded for that, the new rule with the NCAA. They're trying to take out the kickoff, basically, return in the NFL, making it harder for guys like CP and Devin Hester to impact the game. We're getting changes in the NFL. Tom Brady gets hurt first game of the season 1 year, tears his ACL, and they change the rules. They change the rules for him.
Can't go below the knee at the quarterback.
What? You can't hit the quarterback below the knee? I'm sorry. I thought he was on the football field. But the game has changed, and I think in all the sports, especially the two major sports. You got baseball a couple years ago bringing in replay. The game already is 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the game is already too long, but now they're making it longer because it's a replay. So, I mean, the game is evolving. I guess it just depends on how much do you want to evolve with the game. I prefer the Bulls-Pistons matchups and the Bulls and the Knicks and the Knicks and the Heat. I prefer those matchups too. But I'm willing to evolve with the game too and just find different ways to respect the game and find ways to respect the evolution of these players. They're more athletic and they're more skilled. Whether or not you think they're better or not or whatever, that's another story, but they are more skilled.
Deepest NBA's ever been.
They're more skilled. You can't really debate that. They are more skilled. All right, who's next?
Carwell.
Yes, sir.
Carwell, good morning, man. Welcome to the show. Thank you for your time.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just started listening to your show. I'm over here in Eastern North Carolina, so
yes.
Trying to look for a way to, you know, get some more information about the Vols, and found your podcast. So I've been listening for the past couple of weeks. So very excited and glad I found you.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Absolutely.
Question I had today was, since the new, coaching staff has came in for the football team, there's a lot of talk, it's going to take time, for us to be, we need to get our recruits in here that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody's, from the coaching staff or from the Tennessee side has said anything specifically about, we don't have the talent or anything like that yet, but there's a lot of noise out there about that. So how does that coaching staff get in that locker room and tell these guys, with the team that they have right now, that we can win, we can be competitive based off all that noise? And have you been in a situation like that at Tennessee when you played?
Man, and this is going to sound really bad when I say this. Our problem is that we are, when Coach Pruitt took over this program, fragile mentally and soft physically. And that's – I hate to say that like in a bad way, but we just didn't have a strength and conditioning coach that was going to prepare us for a long SEC schedule. Really small offensive linemen. The guys that we were targeting were smaller. And you just can't last in this conference because this conference is physical. There were games where, Coach Fulmer would, let us have just shorts on a Monday because we play like a game and a half. It's just so physical in the SEC. And so, Pruitt and company, they're taking a group of guys that they just, for 5 years, thought that they were doing what they're supposed to do. They just wasn't. They were allowed to be soft. And Pruitt and company just trying to get that out of them. That's why you saw the head trainer change. You got a new head trainer in here. Way too many guys out for the spring. Too many guys taking their time to get back on the field. Sometimes you got an ACL, you got a big shoulder injury, you need that time. But we have to do what we can to make sure that the guys are on the field without endangering themselves permanently and long term. It's just so much that has to be fixed. But the talent, there's some talent there to not sit here and say, well, man, you know, 4 or 5 wins, I mean, that's all to expect. There's talent if they're coached up properly, if they are empowered, that they can win. I think 7 games in the regular season, if the ball bounces their way, it can happen. It can happen. The defense, the front 7, you know, you got Najee Warrior. Now, I don't know about the corners. They have to be coached up, but you got some big play potential there on the outside with the wide receivers. I think they can get there, but it's just an entire culture change that has to take place mentally and physically. They had some internal differences with this team in the past, and so you're seeing now with some of the scheduled meetings that this team is going to do once a week, where a coach is going to come in. Kevin Sherrill was the last coach, where you come in and you just talk about different principles that's important to developing a team and having that cohesion. It's going to take that over the course of the summer, and I'm telling you, Fitzgerald, he's the most important coach right now. He is the guy that's going to mold this team, because these players are going to be with him more than anybody else. I actually saw him yesterday. I was training a couple kids over there at Catholic High School, and he didn't think I saw him. But I saw you, Coach. I saw you, Coach. He was I think he has a kid or something that's over there, and they were doing something. I saw you, Coach. And but he's the guy. He's the most important guy right now, because our team will be molded this summer by him.
All right, cool. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you. Call back anytime. Thank you for listening.
The question that I would have for you, Swain, and obviously these were two very different situations, but you played on a team in 2005 that went 5-7, 5-6?
We were 5-6.
And then the very next year,
terrible.
Your senior year flipped around to 9-4, I think?
Yeah, sure, one more than that.
What flipped from 1 year to the next for y'all? Better, like I said, different situations, but
now better coaching and better leadership. As simple as that. Better coaching and better leadership. That is the only thing that changed.
When it comes to this team, you mentioned being coached up. Physical toughness, adding strength, mental toughness, which is most important.
With this team?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. It's always mental. The game is more mental than physical.
I think the mental aspect gets you through the other things that were listed.
Yeah, because I've always been taught, even at a younger age, is like, who cares if you like someone? If they're telling you what you need to know, that's all that matters. So that was like ingrained in me. Even going back before I started playing sports, you know, my uncle retired Air Force, served in the Army before going to the Air Force. That was his mentality. He's 90 years old. So imagine when he was serving, everything that was going on as far as race issues, okay? He's serving his country. I'm pretty sure he's treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'm here to do a job. I don't care if you like me or not. I got a job to do. And so that kind of rubbed off on me. And so when a coach used to get on me, I didn't care about what he was saying. I didn't care about how he was saying it. I just listened to kind of what the coach was saying. And it seems like now, man, you yell at somebody, man, they just shrivel up. Now, there's a fine line between coaching hard and being disrespectful. And I think some of our coaches were just disrespectful last year. But that is a generational problem. It's not just in Tennessee, but that's worldwide. It's nationwide. These younger guys are a little bit more fragile, and hard to take some tough coaching. But this game is mental. Every single day, you got to sprint. You got to every day. You're either the lion or you're either the gazelle. Every single day, you got to sprint. And it's hard for grown-ups to do that every single day, to get up with that enthusiasm, to get up with that passion, especially if you're hurting. You got a little ankle injury, you're tired, you're sleepy, you're in a bad mood. To have that same enthusiasm, that's all mental. To mentally psych yourself out and say, man, this is a great day. I'm ready to go. But you're hurting. You're homesick. You're not starting. You got into it with your coach. You know, you feel like they're treating you wrong. You got to flip that switch every single day. And some guys can't do it. Some guys can't do it, man. That's why I say this game is mostly mental. Mostly mental. Getting yourself prepared every single day to sprint. 865-255-0503. But this is the most important time for this team, the summer workouts. And we'll discuss what all comes with the summer workouts coming up next. Rocky Top Sports, stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
All Hour 1 and Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. 100.9 FM, 850 AM, Rocky Top Sports. Right here, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Like, how many of us hear that person who's like, oh, man, I'm tired. Hey, I'm just so busy.
Like, what? I think at some point, you know, the vast majority of people are that person. Where you just get fatigued even though you just
say it.
Yeah, you maybe haven't exerted all the effort that you have.
Yeah. Like, I think a lot of people just don't know the definition of tired. Because you have to have mental toughness. Think about all these millionaires these self-made millionaires and people that come from nothing. They had to basically tell themselves, I'm not tired. No, I still have more left. I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't go to sleep until this time. I'm obsessed with this goal. I got to get it done. And you tell yourself you're tired. You tell yourself that you're busy. No, you're not. This is your goal. This is what you have to do. You make time for what's important. When you are training during the summer, there's a day that we had. It was, I think, on a Friday most of the time. You would do heavy squats, which is about 90% of your max. You would do all the heavy leg work. And then you did the 110s. And that was put in place on purpose. Your legs feel like Jell-O. And then you go out and you run 15, 20 110s.
And you better get it under time.
In the heat.
And this was during the summer.
Yes.
I was about to say, Friday's during the season, right before it gets.
Yes, during the summer.
Okay. You didn't specify.
Add on top of that, a 10-pound weight vest. Remember Fred used to tell the story about how he used to try to slip the weights out of the vest? He thought he was slick.
They were sewed in there.
He thought he was slick. That is designed on purpose for you. When you think you're tired, you mentally have to say, no, I'm not. You have to dig deeper. So that way when you play against Alabama, you play against Georgia in the fourth quarter, and you just ran four or five plays in a row, and you got a little ankle injury or you got a little toe injury, you're seeing doubles because you got your bell rung a little bit, you have to, like, say, I'm good. I'm okay. I have a job to do. I got to get this done. That's that mental toughness.
And that toughness is learned. Typically, you can come prepackaged with a certain amount of energy. I think that, and that fluctuates between people, but that toughness to fight through when that energy starts running low, at least I found that is something that you have to not just learn, but force yourself.
I think it's also
into.
You can probably identify it in someone's upbringing. Was it instilled with them earlier, depending on how their parents were and how they policed them growing up?
Yeah. Yeah. That has a lot to do with it. That's why, coaches' kids are easier to coach because they understand that. We talked to Joey Kent for about an hour, and Joey's father coached him growing up, and, Joey's father was a quarterback at Alabama A&M, and Joey grew up playing quarterback until, freshman in high school, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
And he started playing wide receiver, but Joey...
Well, he said all the way through senior, because he said his senior year he didn't have as many catches as he wanted to because he was having to play quarterback also, I believe.
Yeah, it was something...
Said he couldn't pass to himself.
Yeah, it was something along those lines where, he had to, change positions to play wide receiver. But Joey displayed some toughness here. When they played Florida, Joey, for some reason, didn't have his mouthpiece. He said it was hot. And I can definitely agree with that. If you went down to Gainesville for a game, 3:30 noon, it gets hot down there.
It's a hellhole.
My freshman year, we go down there. It was a noon game. And I had never been to, Gainesville like that. And so I'm out there. It's my freshman year. It was so hot. It was so dry. You know, Mark Jones was playing both ways, offense, defense, and he was a punt returner. He had to be like given IVs. It was rough. I knew it was hot when I saw like a fly flying across the field. I thought it was a bird. I was like, what? Are we next to the equator? What's going on? We in Africa or something? Like, this is
might as well be.
What is this? I looked over. I saw like a mirage. I thought I was on the desert or something, man. It was so hot. Yeah. But you have to like mentally say, no, man, I'm good. Like, that's just a state of mind. That's a state of mind. Back in the day, and people that are 40 years old or older will understand this, getting water in football practice was considered a sign of weakness. Oh, no, you can't drink any water during practice. Sign of weakness. Can't do it. Now it's encouraged because you got people out here dropping dead. Like, you know, staying hydrated is now encouraged and is smart. But back in the day, you can't get water. That's weak. No, man, that's smart. We're trying to live to see tomorrow. This game is all about how mentally tough you are. How in shape is your mind? Now, freshman guys, yeah, physically, they're not developed. But the reason why freshmen don't play is not all physical. It's mental. We can't trust you on the football field playing Georgia or South Carolina when you don't know where you're going, when you get a little tired. We used to do, like, perfect plays, okay? Coach Cutcliffe, for conditioning. And so you started about the 40-yard line or 50-yard line, and you call a play. All 11 guys, you carry out your assignment, and then when the ball is caught or the ball is handed off to the running back, you sprint to the end zone. You sprint to the end zone. The whole group sprint to the end zone. So it's a 40-yard sprint after you just carried out your responsibility. And then you come back, and then you call the play again, and you carry out your responsibility. They call perfect plays because now we're trying to see, okay, can you line up and carry out your responsibility even when you're a little tired? Because in the fourth quarter against Alabama, you're going to be tired.
I think you saw real evidence of the power of that mental toughness with Tennessee basketball this season. The year before last, they would get leads in games and blow them. People were all upset about that. You know, Rick Barnes' team can't keep a lead. And then this past year, they started winning those games because they got to the point where they could keep that mental toughness for 40 minutes instead of 30. And I mean, with this football team now, it's much deeper than it was with the basketball team mentally, but in terms of what needs to change. But I mean, yeah, you see the power there. It took Tennessee from a 500 team to the SEC champion. So
the Florida game here in 16 was an example of you know, being mentally tough.
Absolutely,
because we were down and things were not going.
Getting pummeled.
That's a great example.
It wasn't going really good at all, and so you battled back, you fought through that, and you got the win. But I'm telling you, this game is more mental than physical. I've had Aaron Hayden on; he's confirmed that. Any former athlete that played at this level will tell you that. It is mental. It is mental. More than physical. And that's where Craig Fitzgerald is going to come and play. This is why he's paid top five strength conditioning money in the country. It's for this is his time. Like, this is his time to shine. Like all the recruiting sites, the National Signing Day is like that one day where it is your time to shine. The Rivals and the 247s and the ESPNs, it's your day. For Craig Fitzgerald, the summer, June and July, this is your time. This is where games are won and lost, right here. We know if a team is well prepared or not. Are you got your hands on your knees? Or do we have injuries? This will tell it. These 2 months. All right, we got Attaboy coming up next. We're going to highlight some positivity coming up, so stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Today will be sunny with a high near 88, mostly clear tonight with a low around 64. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high near 91 and a low around 66. Saturday, there's a 20% chance of rain and a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
I'm going to San Diego, California, where it's sunny, it's beautiful, to Hoover High School, where for years, Deborah Davis has been a loving role model for her local high school students. That's because in addition to serving as a lunch lady at the high school, Davis has paid special attention to the youngsters. She says, I feed the kids, I prepare the food, I talk to them, I stop them from fighting. Because, you know, most fights happen at lunch in the cafeteria, right?
You get those kids together.
They don't cuss, they have respect, and they call me Aunt Debbie. Not only that, she has used her free time to volunteer at the soup kitchen on the other side of the county so she can serve up free meals for the homeless. So as a means of repaying Davis for her years of kindness, the students rallied together to give her a shiny new car. Davis's previous mode of transportation was a depleted 1976 Chevy Malibu. Despite the vehicle's unreliability, however, she consistently used it to drive around all of San Diego for her job and volunteer work. In light of her generosity, insurance company teamed up with the Recycled Rides charity to donate the beat-up Mazda to the high school students. The teens in the automotive repair program then spent 3 weeks working on the car until it was restored to its former glory. So they basically took an older car and they fixed it up, and now Miss Deborah Davis has a new car. She doesn't have to drive that 1976 Chevy Malibu, and she can continue going to the soup kitchen and volunteering her time.
That's awesome.
That is my attaboy today.
How would you have it at this point? 1976, that'd be am I counting correctly, a 32-year-old car? I'm not. I don't do sports radio because I'm not good at math.
It's even older than that.
Yeah.
Nearly 40 years old.
Yeah.
It's 42, ain't it?
Nearly.
Yeah. I guess it would be.
Yeah.
42. How does that car even run? But that is so cool. That's an awesome, awesome story.
I'm sticking in San Diego, but mine's an attic girl at Petco Park last night while my Braves were just whooping up on those Padres 14-1. Foul ball goes over the screen behind home plate, winds up in a lady's beverage. She ends up chugging the beverage as the entire crowd, louder than they had been all night long because of the pummeling that the home team was taking, roots her on. She chugs it, gets a nice wave. Atta girl, what? Performing under the pressure after being startled by this ball landing in your drink. Hey, turn it up. Have a good time.
How big was her cup?
It was at least 16 ounces for my eye.
She had a big gulp, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That is the tradition, though, is to if by some chance you catch one in your cup, you got to.
Yeah,
got to chug that.
Any Pong players out there? They know. Oh, they know.
That's impressive though. And
I've played beer pong before.
Yeah, there's video. It's
you don't want to see me on that pong table.
I don't because I just want to have my beer and just drink it. I ain't got time. I'm too old to be playing games.
I'm not trying to drink a baseball.
Just give me my damn beer. I ain't got time to be playing games with it. Put it on the table, stacking up like pins, and throwing a ball in it.
I mean,
where's your hands been?
You put water in the cups and you're drinking.
Because I'm not trying to have a ping pong ball that touched the floor.
Literally everyone's hands
in my beer. That's disgusting. You do it with water and then you. When you think back on it,
you're like, ew, man, that's.
But we've all done it.
In college, we definitely played where it was beer in the cup and you drank what was in the cup. But
I can't believe I did that.
But hey, atta girl.
Yeah.
And then I just have a quick attaboy for Zach Lingenfelter, the pitcher for Tennessee. He was drafted yesterday in the MLB draft in the 19th round.
Good one.
And that's always an incredible accomplishment. Love seeing, I always kind of say it, I love seeing hard work pay off. The thought around him right now is that he will return for his, I guess he's going to be a junior this upcoming season. He's been one of the best players for Tennessee so far, and they expect him to be back. But that's always cool. And hopefully he can come back this next season and get drafted even higher next year.
I think another season under this coaching staff, especially the pitching coach, incredible, incredible work he's done already in a short amount of time here. You get Lingenfelter's arm, his velo, his spin rate on his breaking stuff. Just one more year under this coaching staff, I think he can be a top 12, top 10 round pick.
Hopefully.
Ryan Shazier walked to the podium by himself at his news conference yesterday, and he put his goal out there in the universe. He says, my dream is to come back and play football again. I have been working my tail off every single day. So I have that in the back of my mind every single time I go to rehab, and I just try to stay positive every single day. So there at the NFL draft, he surprised everyone coming out and had to be assisted there. I want to say his wife or fiance, girlfriend, one of the two. I didn't see that he put a ring on or anything. I wasn't paying attention. But it was a nice-looking lady that was by his side, and he walked to the podium to announce the Pittsburgh Steelers draft pick. And yesterday he had a cane, but he did walk to the podium, and he put his dreams out there in the universe. So you just never know.
That's awesome.
You know, you look at the likelihood of him playing football again. It's not that great, but you can't count anybody out, man. I mean, look at Green for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Had to have open heart surgery and didn't think he was going to play basketball again. And look at him.
They told him here he is. Yeah. They told him he wasn't going to be able to play.
Yeah. So you just never know. You just never know.
I mean, Shazier's recovery to this point has been nothing short of miraculous. It's his determination is pretty incredible.
We talk about watching stuff earlier in the show, and we have over the last couple of weeks. That's one thing I won't go back and watch. I just can't do it.
Oh, those any video. Because like that, I
fortunately did not see it live or on the day of.
Yeah.
And I have avoided it and made a habit to avoid it.
I still haven't.
It break my heart.
The stuff like that's just so disturbing and an element of the game that unfortunately is just a reality. But yeah, it's tough. I did make switching to a little bit of a lighter thing. I love this comment. Sean from Cleveland on the text box, he said, about beer at a baseball game. He said, y'all are forgetting that a beer at a baseball game probably cost her like $12. If a dirty shoe landed in my beer, I mean, I'm probably still going to drink it.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at that game.
No, you're right.
So she was probably wanting to savor it, you know, maybe sip through it. She still had three or four innings left. But, hey, maybe they're closing the stands at the top of the seventh or seventh inning stretch. So now she has time to get another one.
Hey, there you go.
Throw it back.
That is a good point, though. You can't waste a $12 beer.
Mm-hmm.
You better drink it. All right, 9:15, Jeremy Pruitt will join us here on the show. Y'all know who Jeremy Pruitt is, right? He's
What is that?
He's a head football coach at Tennessee, so we'll ask him some questions, and we'll see if we get some really good answers from Coach Pruitt. So looking forward to talking to Coach for the first time here on the show. So 9:15, you don't want to miss that. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Rocky Top Sports, 100.9, 850 AM. Be right back.